Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Hello and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call at 484-431-2874. Or you may visit us online at our new and improved Lucent Media website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our programs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During today's show, we're going to take a deep dive into annuities and highlight both their pros and cons and the fact that while you it might be an ideal fit for some financial strategies, but for others, they're likely not the right move. But before we get into today's important topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who has far more pros than she does cons.
Far more pros than cons, Kurt. I mean, I guess I'll take that. I'm pretty proud of that. As far as today's topic, I think you've covered, or you've got a really good one for us. You know, we've highlighted annuities on previous shows, but as your introduction makes clear, annuities are currently a hot topic in the financial news, so it's an appropriate time for us to discuss them. But before we get into the episode, how are you, Kurt? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. And like I said, glad to be back in the saddle, as they say here in Pennsylvania. And I was looking forward to our recording today. And I'm excited for the rest of 2026. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. And we're going to have a very good year, a lot of prosperity. The 250th anniversary of our country, going to be proud to acknowledge that as well. I'm going to go to the IndyCar race in Washington, D.C.
Of course you are. What?
And I'll hopefully get some good seats there. And we're also excited about going to Mexico in June and for the gala. And it's exciting.
Oh, I am so jealous right now. Okay, so you just announced, you know, two little trips, you know, just kind of glossed right over them. No. You're going where? What? This is so exciting. I'm so happy for you. I cannot wait to hear about it. Exciting things are coming. I think now that we're into the full-on spring, good things are coming, right? Happiness, the sun shining. I'm really excited about this.
As am I. So,
I'm excited about this topic, Kurt. I think annuities are one of those topics that really people kind of misunderstand or they don't really know what it is. So how are we going to begin today?
Let's begin today with a discussion about annuity basics. A Kiplinger article, Annuities, What They Are and How They Work, have some useful information for all of us. Annuities are talked about a lot, but many people aren't totally sure what they are and how they work. So here's a simple way to think about it. Annuity is kind of like your own personal version of Social Security or pension. So with Social Security, you pay into a system during your working years and get income later in life. Annuity works similarly, except instead of Uncle Sam, where you're working with an insurance company instead of the government. You can either pay in all at once or over time, and down the road, usually in retirement, the annuity pays you back in regular installments. That income can last a set number of years or even the rest of your life. Some people buy annuities directly while others might have access to them through their workplace, especially if they're using a retirement plan like a 401k. The key thing to know, annuities aren't all a one-size-fits-all. There's a bunch of different types out there, but for people who are looking for income protection or a more conservative way to grow their savings, annuities can offer a degree of security, predictability, as part of a broader retirement financial planning strategy.
Absolutely. And Kurt, as you've noted on previous shows, if you're considering an annuity, for our listeners out there, you know, you should consult with your financial services professional before making any final decisions, because this is a big decision to be made.
I can't agree with you more, Jacqueline. Let's walk through how annuities work in real life. At its core, annuity is a contract with an insurance company that's designed to turn your savings into a steady stream of income, usually during your retirement years. The idea is to help you make sure you don't outlive your money. You pay into it either all at once or over time, and in return, the insurance company pays you back on a regular schedule or basis. Annuities aren't usually a fit for people in their early working years or people who might need quick access to their cash. That's because annuities are a long-term tool or investment. The money you put in is typically isn't liquid, and taking it out could trigger penalties or surrender charges. These options, like multi-year generated or guaranteed annuities, or MYGA, work like a CD, but are offered by insurance companies. Terms are often 3, 5, or 7 years, so they're shorter commitments compared to other annuity types.
So, Kurt, what does an annuity contract maybe look like for our listeners out there?
An annuity contract usually involves three parties: the insurance company, the annuitant, and the person funding the contract, and a beneficiary who will receive the payout if something happens to the annuitant. The annuitant is also one responsible for any taxes once the contract starts paying out. In terms of funding, you can either make a simple lump sum payment or go with a premium payment plan. It can be flexible, where you can decide how much you pay in within limits, or scheduled, where amounts and timing are clearly defined. Most annuities come with a free look period, usually 10 to 30 days, depending on your state, which gives you a chance to change your mind, walk away with your initial payment or the contract value. One of the key things to understand is that annuities, you're giving up some control. The money is committed to a contract until it matures. So it's really about knowing what you want with your retirement income or dollars and how it fits into the bigger picture or strategy.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense. And so really the key here is that with annuities, you are, you know, having an agreement with an insurance person rather than the government. And to kind of dive further into this, what are the phases of an annuity, Kurt? Maybe let's break those down for our listeners.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. First, there's the accumulation phase. This is a period when you're putting money into the annuity, either all at once or over time. During this phase, your investment grows tax deferred, which means you won't pay taxes on any gains until you start taking the money out. Then comes the annuitization phase. This is when the payouts begin, depending on your contract, that income, it could last for a set number of years or even the rest of your life. Most annuities also include what's called a surrender period, or a window of time when you can't freely access all the money without a fee. A lot of insurance companies do allow you to withdraw up to 10, some up to 20% of your account value, depending on the carrier, each year without penalty. But going beyond that, even after the surrender period ends, you can still see fees or tax consequences depending on the timing of the withdrawal. Like in any long-term tool, it's important to know how all the moving parts work. The goal isn't just growth, it's making sure the structure fits your overall financial plan, your timeline for needing that income.
Absolutely, Kurt. Well, in this first segment, we've discussed a lot, you know, really what are annuities and how they work. So I'm just going to quickly summarize for our listeners. You know, annuities work like personal pensions. They're long-term tools. They have different types of, you know, flexibility, and truly it varies on the type that you go with. Every contract involves three parties, and those three parties are the insurance company, the annuitant, which is the investor, and a beneficiary. And yet again, there's two key phases, the accumulation phase and the annuitization phase. So let's take a quick pause. And Kurt, can you share with our listeners how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you to learn more about this?
Sure. The listeners can visit my website, highvalueconsulting.org, or they can call my office at 484-431-2874, discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about annuities, and how it fits into your financial strategy or any other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement you've worked so hard for over your lifetime.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Now to jump back in, you know, we've really just discussed the basics, the foundation to annuities. What's next on the agenda?
The Kiplinger article, Annuities, What They Are and How They Work, has much more info than I'm eager to discuss today, including an excellent breakdown of the main type of annuities. Let's break down some of the different types of annuities and how they actually work. First, annuities come with two general options, immediate annuity, and deferred annuity. And the difference is all about timing. With an immediate annuity, you start getting payments right away, usually within the first year. These are often used by people who receive a large sum of money all at once, maybe from a settlement, an inheritance, or even a lottery win. And you want to turn that into a steady stream of income over time. Payments can come monthly, quarterly, or whatever schedule the contract allows. Deferred annuities, on the other hand, are built for long-term growth. You put money in, it grows tax-deferred until you're ready to turn on that income, which could be a few years down the road or even decades. You choose the start date based on your retirement goals. From there, you got different styles or types of annuities depending on how you want your money to grow and how much risk you're comfortable with taking. Fixed annuities come with a guaranteed interest rate, so they're steady, predictable, and may be ideal for people who want low risk, consistent growth. While they're technically deferred annuities, the timing of payout is flexible, which you could choose when you begin receiving the income. Variable annuities often offer more investment options or buckets, and the value of the payments depend on how much those investments have performed or how they've performed. There's more potential upside, but also a lot more risk. The trade-off is flexibility, the market exposure versus predictability. Then there's indexed annuities, which tie your growth to the market index like the S&P 500, but with a level of downside protection. There's kind of a middle ground between fixed and variable annuities. Whether you're looking for something stable, something with growth potential, or a mix of both, annuities can offer a lot of structure as long as you understand how they work and how they fit into your overall financial planning strategy.
Wow. Kurt, that's a lot to unpack there. There's so much information. But to further this conversation, you know, what can you tell us about secondary annuities? What is that?
Okay, these are the other types of annuities that might come up in a retirement conversation. And it's helpful to know what they are. First, there's equity index annuities or fixed index annuities, which is a kind of a hybrid between fixed and variable annuities. It offers a guaranteed minimum payment. It also has a potential to grow if the market performs well, and it gives you some protection on the downside with little room for upside. Then there's something called a longevity annuity. This is a tool designed specifically to manage what's called longevity risk, or the possibility of outliving your savings. With a longevity annuity, you can start receiving income until later in life, sometimes around age 80. But once those payments begin, they're guaranteed for the rest of your terrestrial existence or life. The trade-off is if you pass away before the payments start, the remaining funds do go to your heirs. So it's definitely a strategy worth thinking through with your financial services professional. And finally, there's the retirement annuity, which is more about building up retirement savings while you're still working. The idea is that once you hit retirement, a portion of those savings, sometimes two-thirds, get used to purchase an annuity and provide income going forward. None of these are one-size-fits-all solutions. They're all tools that can play a role depending on your needs, goals, and how you want your income to show up in retirement.
great point, Kurt. You know, I just want to emphasize that you're right. I mean, this is all based on an individual plan. Working with a financial services professional is critical in this moment because no annuity is going to be the same for each person. So in addition to only purchasing an annuity in, you know, partnership with that financial advisor or financial services professional, Kurt, what are some things a person should look for in an annuity provider specifically?
Yes, Jacqueline, if you're considering an annuity, one of the most important things you want to look at is who you're buying it from. Because unlike bank accounts, annuities are not backed by the FDIC. They're issued by insurance companies, which means their ability to make good on future payments is tied to their financial strength and ratings. Every state, plus DC, Puerto Rico, has an insurance guarantee association. These groups step in to help protect policyholders if an insurance company can't meet its obligations. But still, you want to do your homework up front. That means checking how long the insurance company has been around, reviewing its balance sheets, assets versus liabilities, its capital surplus, and also pay attention to ratings from agencies like AM Best, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, because they give you a snapshot of the company's overall financial health. If you're looking for a multi-year guaranteed annuity, the article recommends aiming for an AM Best rating of B, double plus, or higher. If you're looking for an annuity that's guaranteed lifetime income, you probably want a rating of A minus or better and feel confident about that long-term promise. Picking an annuity is more about the features. It's also about making sure the company is behind it. It can keep its word and promise you the income you need. Both the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, regulate annuities. If someone is selling annuities, they need to have the proper license, like I do, for standard annuities. It means a life insurance license issued by their state, as I do, and other states. And if they're selling variable annuities, they need a securities license on top of that. In many cases, the brokers or advisors offering these products earn a commission based on the contract's value. So they also it's also worth knowing how they're compensated and make sure you feel comfortable with the advice that you're getting. Know that who you're working with, what license they hold, and how they are paid. A little transparency definitely goes a long way.
Well, as we close out on this second segment of the show today, I'm just going to quickly summarize kind of what we discussed in this big portion. You know, annuities come in multiple forms. You know, fixed, variable, and indexed annuities. And they truly offer different combinations, you know, potential growth, risk, and income predictability. Secondary annuities offer really targeted strategies. And choosing the right provider really matters when you're talking about annuities. And regulations ensure oversight, but annuities are regulated by the SEC and FINRA. And sellers must hold life insurance licenses, which you do, Kurt. And truly, the transparency in that conversation and with your financial advisor is key. Understanding everything, sitting down, having that conversation. I love what we've talked about so far, Kurt. So what is next on the agenda?
Okay, the Kiplinger article, Annuities, What They Are and How They Work, has an excellent breakdown of the advantages and disadvantages of annuities that I'm excited to discuss. Let's start with some of the potential advantages of annuities, because while they're not for everybody, they do offer a few unique benefits that might make some sense depending on your retirement goals. Perhaps one of the biggest selling points in guaranteed income for a lot of people, annuities can help fill the gap between Social Security and IRA withdrawals, providing a steady stream of payment you can count on. Depending on the type of annuity you choose, you might get a lump sum or an income paid monthly, quarterly, or annually. And with a fixed annuity, you can lock in your interest rate, which helps you budget and plan for more confidence. Another benefit is tax deferral. You won't pay taxes on your money while it's growing, only when you start taking income in retirement. And unlike an IRA or 401k, there's no annual contribution limit and no cap on how many annuities you can own. That means you may want to pair a fixed annuity for stability and a variable annuity for other market growth potential, that you can do that. Some annuities also offer optional death benefits, which mean you can leave something behind for your beneficiaries, either as a lump sum or through continued income payments. You should just keep in mind that features like this may come with an additional cost. The key takeaway here is that these are just tools. It's important to understand what each annuity does and figure out how it fits into your bigger retirement picture.
And Kurt, you know, now this brings us to the potential negatives that come with annuities. So I think, you know, as much as we talk about the pros, we should also know the cons. So Kurt, take it away with the possible negatives.
Yes, like any financial tool, annuities come with some trade-offs. It's important to know what you're getting into. One of the biggest things to understand is upfront liquidity, or really the lack of it. When you buy an annuity, your money is typically locked in for a while. Most annuities do allow you to withdraw portions of your money each year without penalty. And if you withdraw before age 59, you can face regular income taxes plus a 10% federal penalty. These are also fees to be aware of. Some annuities come with charges like surrender fees, administrative costs, or commissions. And if you've added to any potential benefits like riders, those can sometimes come into a price tag that eats away into your returns if you're not very careful. Another thing to consider, if it's not all annuities provide predictable growth. Variable annuities, for example, are tied to the market. So while there are opportunities for growth, there's also risk associated with that. That means your income stream in retirement could fluctuate depending on how these investments perform over time. Ultimately, it's not about steering away from annuities. It's about understanding the details, asking good questions, and making sure the product fits your financial goals and needs and your comfort level. And that's what careful planning is all about.
Yes. And reflecting on today's conversation, really, Kurt, what's your biggest takeaway in all of this?
Annuities are best suited for anyone who wants a predictable retirement income. However, because you'll be giving up substantial amounts of cash in return for guaranteed income, it is best to consider each type of annuity before making a decision. It's also best to look at any fees a provider may charge, which can dilute the value of the investment. The first place to start is to figure out what your goals and objectives are for your retirement. If any of those involve principal protection with a guaranteed rate of return or guaranteed income, it's something you feel can't achieve through your current investment lineup, then it's time to explore annuities to fill that gap.
Well, and Kurt, I got one more question for you. You know, we've talked a fair amount today about the importance of working with a financial services professional during the annuity purchasing process. In this time that we have left, can you explain why a financial services professional or financial advisor like yourself can be so important to this process for our listeners?
Absolutely, because an annuity, like I said, is not for everyone. And there's so many features and pros and cons associated with that product. So doing a comprehensive plan with a financial service professional, the best to see if it best suits your financial goals and objectives, is really key and paramount to the annuity or prior to purchasing an annuity. And again, it's a major financial decision. And again, it's not going to be the right move for everyone. That's why working with a financial service professional can make a real difference. And it can help you understand if an annuity fits your overall retirement plan. It's also the highlight that just what an annuity does, and it might mean for your income, your taxes, and your long-term goals. They'll walk through the different type of annuities, explain the fees, help you weigh the pros and cons, and because annuities come with complex terms and optional riders, having someone in your corner ensures to make sure you get the informed choice to make the right prudent decisions and just not reaching a sales pitch about clarity, strategy, confidence in your next step.
So, Kurt, answer this question for me is, you know, when you are working with a client on annuities, are they working directly with you? Do you sell the annuity to them or is there a third party?
Absolutely no. I implement and I give them the education, all the information on the different options that are available and the insurers and what their features and benefits are and how this will integrate into their current financial planning strategies. And again, letting them know that this is something you don't want to do right away. Just think about it. Here's all the features, the pros, cons. I run illustrations for them and show them how it's going to benefit their current situation and how the preservation of this principle can augment and increase the amount of income over time. So again, it's the communication, it's the relationship with your advisor, and I always take ownership in my clients' goals and objectives so to make sure that it best suits them. I've had people come in, they thought they needed it, and I said, this is not for you. Mm-hmm. I've had people come in, they didn't know what they should do, and we always put all the features and options and benefits and the illustrations for them together to make give them the information to make an informed decision on their long-term retirement goals and income needs.
That's great, Kurt. Well, as we wrap up this third segment, you know, I just want to offer another summary for our listeners out there because we have shared a lot of information in this episode. And, you know, truly, annuities offer guaranteed income and tax-deferred growth. This makes them, you know, a useful option for retirees looking to maybe fill income gaps between that Social Security and IRA distributions. But they're not without drawbacks. You know, liquidity is pretty limited. Early withdrawals may trigger penalties. And fees like, you know, surrender charges or rider costs can reduce the overall returns. Annuities, again, are not a one-size-fits-all. Making sure you work with a financial professional to explore the options, understand the costs, and navigate the complexity is critical and before deciding if an annuity is right for you. The decision can be and should be strategic. We talked last week about it fitting in an overall plan, making sure that you plan accordingly, working with a partner during that process. Is there anything else that you want to add to today's episode, Kurt?
Yeah, again, like I said, I've implemented some annuity recommendations for clients that they had no clue how that was going to work for, the, you know, going into it. And once I explained it, showed them all the features, the benefits, and also then once they implemented it and they get the true value and benefit of the annuity, they go, oh my God, I'm glad I did this. And like I said, I always give them all the information to make the right intelligent decisions based on their goals and objectives and give them all the information and give them plenty of time to decide what's in their best interest and that they feel comfortable with it as well. Mm-hmm. But again, annuity can be very powerful, can be great to preserve the amount of money that you've earned in various accounts. And then you want to save it in annuity and then use that for subsequent, like a pension, that your own pension they've created. So, yeah.
Well, perfect. All righty. Well, let's close out this episode with sharing once again how listeners can get a hold of you, Kurt.
Yes, listeners can visit my website, the new improved website by Lucent Media, highvalueconsulting.org, or call my office at 484-431-2874 and discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about annuities, your financial strategy, and other parts of your retirement. It's your goal to help you prepare for retirement you work so hard for.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kurt, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on another episode of Results Driven with our host, Mr. Kurt J. High.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.